Hello, Elle here from truthpassionjoy.com with today's Impassionate. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day so far. Today's Impassionate is for those days when everything just feels ugh. And the backstory to that is I kind of made the mistake of watching the news last night. I always have this thing that I don't really watch the news because I don't really need to, because when an awful happens, I found out about it via Twitter. But I actually found out about all the stuff that's happening in London earlier than I would ordinarily do. I'd have found out about this stuff this morning, but my husband came home from watching football and put the news on. And just when you kind of hear stuff on Twitter, seeing it written down is bad enough, but seeing the videos of all the stuff that's going on in London, it just made me just feel sick to my stomach. It's awful. And so then this morning, I did that lethal thing of waking up and checking on the BBC News website, and to find out it's happening like in Nottingham and Birmingham and Bristol and all these other places here in the UK, and it just, oh. And so what started out as a really kind of, the day was fine, I didn't feel awful waking up. Within about 5 minutes, I just found myself sitting there with tears running down my face, and it just, and in one sense it's stupid because I live miles and miles away from even Bristol. So you could sit there thinking, well, you know, why are you getting upset? You can't do anything to fix it. It's not affecting you. But it wasn't that. It's just seeing all the people who are, you know, being affected by all this. And it's just, empathy is a real pain in the neck sometimes. It's a real swine, I guess. But it reminded me of how sometimes, you know, you might have stuff that happens and I can't do anything to fix the stuff that's happening in London. And so it makes you feel quite powerless. And it's one thing to have horrible stuff going on, but when you feel completely useless and can see no way of changing anything, that's when you can really start to kind of suffer with it, and it just feels too much and you can't deal with it. And so I was really grumpy for a little time this morning and just not much fun at all. And then two things happened, and that's why I kind of wanted to record this and share this with you, because it might be useful for you one day. Two things happened. I kind of realised I couldn't fix anything other than kind of praying and stuff, like, and asking the big guy to fix it because I can't. And that kind of made me feel better, because it was at least one thing I could kind of do. And I know yesterday I talked about how we're human beings and not human doing. But just being this morning wasn't much fun. So I felt like I had to do something. So talking to the big guy kind of helped a bit. And then I kind of sort of realised that actually all of us have this choice. I can choose to let this make me feel really miserable, and I can choose to let it make me be grumpy, or I can choose not to. And then one of my friends then said, do you know what, just smile, because it makes everything better. Now, I'm sure for the people who are actually stuck in the middle of it, a smile won't make everything better. It won't magically mend houses. It won't stop all the violence. It won't undo all the damage from the fires and stuff. So it won't make everything better. But even a smile in those circumstances, I imagine, it'd do something. But it's even equally, like, 1,000 times more true for someone like myself who's in a situation there. I can't do anything to fix that. And you might be in stuff that you can't do anything to fix it, but you can smile. And I always say, you know, even if you have to put a fake smile on your face, your brain is super duperly wonderful, but it doesn't know the difference between fake smiles and real ones. So even if you don't feel like smiling, put a fake smile on your face. Your biochemistry kicks in, does magic stuff, and then you actually be smiling properly. And it's true for you too. So I just want to encourage you today, if there's stuff going on that's making you feel really ugh, just smile, even if it has to be a fake one. You know, as they say, this too shall pass. None of this stuff's going to go on forever. It will find a conclusion and change. But in the meantime, smile. And reach out to someone as well. You know, if you're stuck on your own dealing with this stuff in your head, it's not much fun. You know where I am, Truth, Passion, Joy on Facebook, Twitter and on the blog. But smile. Because as my friend says, a smile makes everything better. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.